Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. Hey, it's me. It's yours truly, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. Grateful to be back with you in the seat tonight. And I am eternally grateful for my good friend and co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, who has done a simply splendid job of keeping our conversation going. Appreciate he and all of you, our listening audience, who have participated with. Do you all know that now we have successfully completed over 208 episodes? 208 episodes. It's because of you. Now, I expect Pastor Waller to call in with us here. The number is 657-383-0944. Please join us. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, feel free to join that conversation tonight. This is Talk Straight. And we're grateful that you, again, have tuned in with us. Those of you who have tuned in either via the podcast platform and or the Facebook Live stream. As you know, I have been out campaigning for the last few weeks or so. And again, Pastor Waller has filled in for us. We're running for the 19th Senatorial District in the state of Tennessee. A lot of our conversation has inspired that run. Since October of 2017, we've been on air with this particular talk show. We named it Talk Straight for a reason. Prior to that, for the last 20 years prior to that, been running Building Families and Communities Missions Incorporated and started BFC Institute, Building Families and Communities Institute, which was a research arm. We know what the problem is. All of 2008, we've been talking about how to fix it. We talked beginning in 17 about identifying and what the issues are. In 2008, we focused largely on how to fix it. Well, it is my hope and my prayer, personally, that we're able to bring some legislative support behind many of those things we have proffered or suggested here with you. I don't have a monologue tonight. It's an open mic conversation. However, if you will bear with me, I would like to share this text with you. Psalms 121, verses 1 through 3 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence come my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Now there is a sister who sings a song, and she made it very, very clear about help. Sister Mary Abram, and just a little bit of what she says will help lead us into our conversation. Again, this is an open mic discussion. I'm going to get out the way, and I'd love to hear from you all about what I know. We've had some great conversation going on in my absence over the last 2 weeks, but I want to hear from you all. Mary Abram says it like this.
I got to leave it alone. I got to let it go. I got to let it go. Pastor Ricky Waller, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thank you. How about yourself? How you doing?
Man, I couldn't help that one right there. Sister Mary, she told it like it is, man. All of my help. I didn't say some of my help. All of my help.
Listen, that's information. That's information, brother. That's information.
Yeah. We read from Psalms 121 and 1-3. It said, "I look to the hills." You understand what I'm saying? But listen, this is a thank you, man. I started off by thanking you for your help, and I got 8112 in the house. Hey, sweet lady, 8112, all the way from Peoria, Illinois.
How are you? I miss you guys.
Well,
yeah.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Likewise. Where you been all my life?
I've been looking and searching. Now I found.
Linda, don't get me started here, 8112.
Yes, sir.
All right, good to hear from you. Pastor, I was started off the show by thanking you. You know what you done, man?
You saw us through
208 episodes. Do you know that?
My goodness.
200, since October of 2017, you done saw us through 208 episodes. Can you believe that, man?
My goodness, man. No, sir, I wouldn't have ever thought that was counting like that. That's all right. Awesome.
And like a Lord, friend or brother.
Yes, nothing like it. You can't replace them, 8112. Can't replace them. If I had a billion If I had $10 trillion, that wouldn't be enough to compensate them for where they work. You know what I mean?
Yes,
we got 1098
on it.
1098, what do you say about it?
I'm just listening, just listening.
All right. Well, look here. I'm going to shut my big fat mouth because I've been doing a lot of running it lately. tonight is an open mic discussion. So whatever you guys
right.
want to talk about, let's do it. I just wanted to open it up by thanking Pastor Waller for being a great co-host and keeping things going while we were out there. Y'all know that election is next Tuesday, and I told them folk out on campaign trail, I'm missing my people on Talk Straight. I got to get back home. You know what I mean? I got to get back to the crib. Y'all can hold this down out here. But we appreciate you guys. We do appreciate you.
We welcome you back. Welcome you back, Pastor.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And again, thank you. I'm going to tell the Lord it was your fault. Whatever it is, it's your fault. 208 episodes, it's your fault, man. It's all your fault.
Yeah.
I receive it, man. The Lord's up to something. That's all right.
all right. Well, let me be quiet. Let me be quiet. What's on y'all mind? Talk to me. Y'all get with me. Anybody? Oh, ain't nobody got nothing but Fruit Loops on their mind, huh? A112, let me call you out there.
You always do that.
How things going in Peoria?
Things, as far as I know, are going well.
Okay.
You know, best as can be, day to day.
Right.
God is still good and he's still in charge, so I hold on today. I speak for myself. But everything in Peoria, as far as I know, I don't look at the news like that because I call it bad news. So,
I see. You know, that's interesting you say that because that's one of the things that I was talking to a lady about. She said, I don't even want to turn the news on no more. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
You can't find nothing good. And so we got to come up with our own good news. Is that right, Al Khan?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Explain it to me like I'm 3 years old.
Well, you know, like the thing is, it is, you know, one should be aware of what's going on in his surrounding, his or her surroundings, whether it's in town, out of town, out of the country, or whatever.
Right.
You know, one must keep themselves abreast. You know, I mean, like, if one want to look at some happy stuff, find a movie that they love to enjoy watching, and then, you know, they'll be all right. But if they don't want to. If they don't want to stay in contact with what's going on in the world, lost they will be.
But I am not. Nowhere near close to it, sir. With
but
all due respect, I would say this. There are some people in Peoria, Illinois, they worse than the news people because they seem to somehow know everything bad, but let something good happen, they about like newscasters to me. They can't tell you the good, but they can tell you all the bad things in your surroundings. So it'll get back to me, believe that. One way or another, it just don't happen here. It happens all over, even where you at, sir.
Well, basically, what are you speaking of, violence and things of that nature or what?
No,
a lot of good things. There are a lot of good things that go on the news.
True.
Good things, bad things, mostly informative things.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't only speaking of, in general, only bad things. My point when I said that was because they'll put the mediocre things close to the end of the news and put, well, it's raining tomorrow or President so-and-so, some. And I'm not just saying it like that. I am saying it like that, but I'm literally meaning it like that.
Uh-huh.
I figured that very important things, in case someone can attend to watch the news the whole night through, I choose not to. That's my preference.
Okay.
However,
well,
it does make
a
difference
to
some of us. Every time I turn on something, I do turn it on periodically. It comes on here so many times, you can't help but to see some of it.
Yeah. I take both of you guys' points because what Alcat's saying is so true that, well, there is a spin that the media, they make money off of that, okay? There's a spin that they put on it. It is important to be reasonably aware of what's going on in your backyard. And they are good, even if it's bad, they are good for letting you know to some degree what that is. You know what I mean? So there's a benefit to it, and it can't be depressing.
Because news don't make it all true, sir.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. That you're right about that.
Because the news does not make it all the truth.
Well,
go ahead, Pastor.
I was going to agree with you and tell you how I know that to be true. Because I've done interviews, and they twisted my word. Wait a minute, I didn't say that. Don't tell on me right quick. But so your point is well taken. Point is well taken. We got 3122 out of Selma, Alabama, just joining. What do you say, Brother Don Bevel-L?
We so far behind as a people, and I think it's going to take us another 100 years before we wake up.
Okay.
It took us from 1965 to 1865 to wake up on one level, but on the next level, it's going to take another 100.
Okay. Well, I would agree with you. I would agree with you, Don, that we have a serious matter before us, and there's no one who's more responsible for dealing with it than we, ourselves. I agree with that. The good news is that we got help, Don. We got some help. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, God, if someone can help you, it's the good Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tell you what's going on in Selma. All they do here in Selma is steal and get high. So after they got the right to vote, that's all they do, steal and get high.
Do you live in Selma, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Come from Tennessee. The same thing up there. It's the same dynamic. In the southern, these southern folk, you can't tell me nothing about South.
Do you steal?
All they want to do is get high and steal.
Hold on,
shut me down. Do you steal and get high?
Don't you want to ask your question? Don't you want to ask your question?
I'm
going to go ahead and say 112.
Do you steal and get high, sir?
Huh?
I don't
get high to the point that I just get high. You know what I'm saying? These folk get high to the point that they don't even want to think. Then these women go around and get these Negroes that get high, that want to think. And think that you don't got there, but you ain't got there, sister. You ain't got one bank in Selma that's a 19th. Think about it now. You ain't got the right to vote, but you ain't got one financial institution in the whole town.
Don, slow down.
So I mean the woman don't want to think.
I know the ones that do want to vote shall get out if they got to go to the next town, and they will vote because some of them still in Selma, and I've never been to Selma. But, however, you can't label everyone, and that's how it sounds on the
radio. Every one of you. I get them for every one of you. You don't want to
say. You one of them. That don't exclude you then. Since you live in Selma, you one of them.
All right, hold on one second.
Mr. Dockery. I'm going to let her know something. When I got to Chicago, before I got on the SSI, my psychologist was an Italian. When I didn't back down with him on and how I got my SSI, I held a point that Jesse killed Dr. King. Period. And he gave me what I needed. Period.
Hold on one minute. All right, stop right there. Stop right there.
I got it. Go
right,
ahead,
on
doctor.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Here's what we got. We have a situation where the experiences of Peoria and the experiences of Selma, and we got Nashville on the line. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think what the sister's saying, Don, is that while around you may see a lot of mayhem and destruction and foolishness, everybody is not participating. You can't say everybody is doing that. That's what she's saying.
Mr. Docker, all they're doing down here is stealing grant money.
Hold on one second, brother. Let me talk for a second. I'm going to get you. But listen to me, okay? Listen to me.
You charter your own bank. You ain't looking to charter.
Okay. So, 8112, I appreciate where you were coming from in terms of your saying that we have to look at it from. Is that somebody speaking?
I'm listening.
Yeah, I hear somebody else's background talk. All right. All right, so 8112, I hear what you're saying to your point that no matter what's going on, we cannot label everyone and paint everyone with the same broad brush.
Yes, sir.
Is that what I'm hearing
you
say? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
All right.
Thank you so
and
much.
And I think that's a fair point. When we look at it, what happens?
It's derogatory to a lot of outsiders out there listening. some of them in Selma probably. He's in Selma, and he's speaking out, but there's other maybe on their radio as well as he's tuned in, is what I was trying to say with all due respect.
Right. I hear you. And I hope he, it looked like we lost him. I hope he's able to get back with us. But the reality is that in a world that you live in, everybody have different viewpoints and different experiences. Now, that being said, there is a reality, right? And the reality is our quality of life depends on us and what we make out of it. And that kind of goes back to what Outkast was saying when he was making reference to keeping up with your news and being informed. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, Outkast, so feel free to stop me.
What I was hearing you say is that
these things that are going on, you, even if they're bad, you need to be aware of them. Now, when people hear me speak about the plight of urban American youth, they often say, well, you don't know all of them. You're right, I don't know all of them. However, I've dealt with enough of them, and I've observed their behavior and responded to it enough to understand that there are some commonalities there. And it don't matter who you are. You can get caught up. If you're dropped in a bucket or a barrel of water, you're going to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
It don't matter who you are. Unless you got plastic all over you or something. A swimsuit, you're going to get wet. Yeah. It's about how we deal with it, though, right? And how we respond to those challenges.
We were in a conversation
when Rill and Waller had the show, and I tried to make the point to Wales that a lot of times people say things that sound good, and people take and run it, and just run with it. But when you analyze it, it's like pouring water in a glass that don't have a bottom in it. You know, I hear a lot of people, you know, they say, well, I don't listen to news because it's always something bad. But when you look at the news, there are a variety of things. Even a tip to help you better maintain your health. I mean, what are they looking at? Or is their mind in the environment as black people that we live in? All we are doing is killing one another, you know. I mean, if shooting is going on, it's going on. Killing going on is going on, you know.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, to each his own. You know, I watch the news religiously, and I get a lot of information. You know, it's not only talking about blacks killing blacks and things of that nature. You know, this is it's a variety. News, weather, and sports. I just put it like that. And health.
Okay, well, if I may interrupt, sir, I feel like you're directing that, and maybe you're not, and I apologize if I'm thinking the wrong way.
No. Go ahead, I'm
however, okay, my point when I said I choose not to watch the news doesn't make me an ignorant person because, as I also stated, it comes on at 5, it comes on at 6, it comes on at 6, and even 5 in the afternoon, and it goes back around. There's only so much I will listen to. I get enough informative information that I want to take in from the news. I know that there's crime and destruction. These are called revelations. These are the days that are upon us. So I got that part because I got that part don't mean in order to keep myself strong that I ain't understanding what's going on in the world today. Right. Believe that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'd like to pick up on something you said, and that is you were talking about the cycle of the news. And they will start with a story, and if it's hot and if it's picking a lot of ratings and a lot of viewership,
that's right.
They keep that thing going two or three days, sometimes a week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And look at this guy, this idiot that sent bombs, and then this last fella that shot those people in Philadelphia, right?
Yes, sir.
Weak-minded people tapping into that cycle that you keep on putting out. And it makes it seem like everybody is doing it when everybody's not involved in it.
That's
you know?
Right.
Exactly.
Facebook works the same way in many ways. It has usage, but it can mislead a mind that is not well-wrapped. You know what I mean? if you're not
right.
careful.
Right. Right. Well, you know, we speak of this all the time. You know, they continuously run stuff, and
mm-hmm.
look at what happened, you know.
Right.
People go up in churches trying to shoot people, you know. We have to be real careful with you, which we've just based on this once before. You know, be
mm-hmm.
careful, you know. Be mindful of what you have your mind open to, you know, because you
that
can get a program real quick. You know, this is why I like
right.
to talk straight, because it's not about blaming the whites or
yeah,
or anything in that nature, just straight across the board. You know, we
and
this
we get
is the way
express
it,
our feelings, yes, yeah, sir.
Right, right.
Well,
right,
I mean, of course, now Outkast, if white person or green purple person do wrong, we're gonna talk straight about them now.
correct.
You know, yeah, 365 days a year. But spouting
right,
violence
right,
and
right.
things in that nature towards individuals,
yeah.
that does not exist on this program.
Yeah, that's true. And that's, I tried to, the goal was to have a informative dialogue, right, that can be
right.
used in other places. Now, by the way, there apparently are some people here in Nashville who catch you guys, and they said they like what y'all talking about. Outkast in 8112. They said Pastor Wallace holding things down pretty well. I said, okay, well, good. I'll be sure to tell
yeah,
him that.
You did.
But I said that to say that you're right. You can a lot of times people perhaps they're not sure how to present a thing in a way that you can get something out of it. Even
mm-hmm.
the worst
right.
experience that you go through, there's something to learn from it. Something you can take away. If you survive it, you know what I mean? You can learn
yes,
from it. But
yes.
the question is, how do you package that so that it's informative and useful as opposed to just destructive
oh.
and maybe offensive and that sort of thing? Go ahead, A1.
Can
what
I
were you
say
gonna
this?
Say? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I think the way to package it and for someone else to get something out of what you've been through is to be honest.
Okay,
and speak
okay.
your
okay.
heart. And speak from your heart and let your heart lead the way, even though sometimes the heart gets you caught up in emotions. And
yeah.
When on the national radio station, sometimes I find myself even getting emotional, and you have to be careful that you don't put out the wrong message to others, being
that
confused that sometimes and knowing what you're feeling inside and what you think you're saying may not sound like what it is to others is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like you say, everybody doesn't know how to express it where everybody can get all this food out of it because they're hungry. But
wow.
give me
wow.
a crumb, I can eat just a little bit.
I didn't know you were a preacher too, Dan. Wait a minute. You don't want to preach it on me.
Uh-oh. Okay, that's not
by the way, guys, 3072 says hello on Facebook there. I guess
hey, honey.
She is.
I miss
I guess
you.
She's working tonight.
All right.
Hopefully she'll give us a call, give us a shout here. Pastor Waller.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So it's an interesting thing going on here in terms of people's level of frustration and interest in some change. Can you talk to me about what's your observation of that, man? There are a lot of people, Outkast, who are around here, man. They're itching, and some of them are blaming the president, and some of them are saying, no, it's the Maxine Waters of Congress and what have you. But people are anxious about seeing some things change. What about that? What's your observation of that? Then maybe you can weigh in on that, Outkast.
Well, I desire the one accord thing is what it's all about.
How to
get a body of people, you know, to tap into the importance of that is,
right.
you know, it's like scattered, you know, when people are scattered and then you utilize your opinions and you never come together and recognize the power of togetherness, and then that's what makes it so difficult. And
okay.
in spite of, you know, in spite of the opinion, it's all about what is it summed up to be. You know, how do you sum it all up and say, can two walk together except they be agreed upon? I mean, is that being found in situations as a whole, or is it just, you know, I'm right and you're wrong, and how do you deal with that? That's one of the things, Pastor Dockery, if you will, and I've always, since I've learned this, and I'm glad that I had to learn this because I didn't know. I used to think I was right. I discovered for many years that I was wrong about a lot of things that I was doing. So I don't like being wrong. So I'd rather take and work with what I know is true, and what I've learned is the Bible is true. You know, and if I can just get a little bit of that at a time, I may not know it all, but if I get a little bit at a time and use it and stand on it, and then I don't have to worry about what my opinion means because I don't like trusting me no way. So that would be my take on it, you know, striving to say, okay, we all are on one accord and striving and going in the same direction. And how do you deal with that when, you know, you're all over the place? You don't know, you know, how to come together and say, well, I'm wrong. And I admit, because it's, you know how they say confession is good for the soul? Man, when I discovered I was wrong, I would want to be the first to admit it. I don't want to deny it. I just want to stand up and admit that I was wrong, and I'll be all right, because that's growth for me. But if I'm right, and I know I'm right, don't try to pretend like I'm wrong. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't pretend like I'm wrong if I know I'm right. And the only way I'm going to be right is I stand on the word of God, and that's the only way. Other than that, I might be wrong with my opinion. You see?
Well,
so,
you know, that's interesting you say that, because people are literally ready to go to blows with folk about contentious issues. And I mean, you know, they, oftentimes they have a social and a political nature. But Outcast, I saw some people really run up on some folk, man. I said, wait a minute, now that ain't healthy. You can make somebody respond on you the wrong way. What do you think about that, Outcast?
You know, I mean, this is the way of the world, I guess. You know, I mean, tempers flare, you know, emotion. It's all emotional, you know, but we know your emotions get you in trouble a lot of times.
So will. So will.
You know, like this election season, I guess it's like none other in a sense that I really pay attention to. And, I mean, sparks are really flying, you know, and each party, Democratic and the Republican Party, each you know, both of them are being blamed, you know, in more than one way. I just hope going back to a reality that everybody can get on one accord and bring this thing together. Because, you know, like the thing is, it is, you know, the majority of the time in politics, what I see is they say that they believe in God. They say they believe in the word. But yet and still, they do just the opposite.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. You know? It ain't true. Come to find out it ain't true. What they say.
No, it's not.
Well, you know, I'm sorry. What you thought of that?
No, go ahead. I'm done.
I was going to tell 8112. I was on a local radio show here in Nashville, 8112. And lady called in, and she says, I don't want you to dodge my question. I said, okay. She wanted to know, which side was I on? That's why.
Okay. All right. All
well,
right.
You know,
I hear
you. I'm on the ballot, Outcast, as an independent. You know.
I'll get it.
To want,
go for it.
Okay. All right. You know, it was an interesting conversation, though, because she said, you know, she's a Democrat. She's a Democrat. And for the reasons
excuse
that she
Pastor,
hates
what's
our
wrong
current
president. Excuse me, Pastor, what's wrong with Democrats?
I don't think it's necessarily anything right or wrong with them. I'm getting to
okay.
that, though.
All right.
What she wanted to know was what was wrong with me for not being a Democrat.
Okay.
That's where I'm going.
Okay.
That was her only quarrel with me. But she wanted to know, first of all, whose side was I on? Was I a Republican or was I a Democrat? Because she assumed that if I was running for office, being a black man, I should automatically be running as a Democrat. So I explained to her, my purpose for running is to, as Pastor Wallace said, try to bring some civility and get things done. Because in urban America, a lot of children are dropping out of school. And when they drop out of school, they go straight to the streets. when they go to the streets, they try to find a means of survival and a hustle. Sometimes they die young in the process. Others, they get locked away from society. And for me, I'm with the party. I'm with the party that's going to change that. Whatever party is about that, I'm with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So I explained to her. Go ahead. What you say, once well?
I understand perfectly clear, but there's some objectiveness with me on that because I feel like this. I mean, you are who you are. I am who I am. And we have the right to vote through that. We have the right to vote for whomever we choose to. Whether we agree. Because you got some good Republicans on one side of the fence and some bad ones.
Well,
you got
don't let them say, don't let them hear you
on
say
one
that
side
now.
Of the fence. And I don't do politics like that. And I'm not going to lie to nobody, Facebook or not. True story.
Right.
Said real talk, I'm talking for real about me.
Talk real.
I'm one of these people out here that agree with some things. It's just like I agree with some past and I disagree with some others. But I go from what's within myself, and that's how I do it.
Right. And, you know, I hope she understood what I was saying, and that is that if there is something that's good that comes from the Democratic Party, great, let's support it, you know. If it's something good that the Republican Party has, don't shut them down because they're not Democrats. Let's look at it, let's weigh it, and let's use it, right? But
that's
at the end of the day, I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you, basically. At the end of the day, What needs to happen is people who we expect to provide leadership in government office is we expect them not to be like third grade children fighting over the difference in their parties, but getting stuff done.
Okay,
you
that's
know?
Fine. They all say I'm with Ludacris on a certain part of that. They all
Ludacris?
Say. A lot of them, not Ludacris, I'm sorry, Outkast, I apologize.
Outkast.
I said it
okay.
again, I did apologize.
I can laugh when you call me that, though.
I don't know why that name keeps getting in my head like that. But however, anyway, there's that's just like you can agree to a disagree.
Sure.
It's okay to agree to disagree. If,
right.
And you being in politics, sir, pastor, and Pastor, well, I don't know about Pastor White, but Pastor Dockery, if I may. And I hope I said it correctly. Being a
That's
politician,
fine.
You have the right to vote for Republicans because you got that ballot. You stand in front of the poll, at the poll, and that's your thing you're doing in there. It's supposed to be a private thing between you and who you want to be in office. You can vote you can vote Democratic or Republican.
Right.
You can vote
that's
either
right.
way on both sides or you can vote straight. True, sir?
Right,
is
right.
that not true?
That's true.
And I vote
that's
every
true.
Year, by the way. But is that not true?
Okay. Okay. That's right. You're right. That's why the ballot is sacred.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're able to go in a closed booth or some sort of fashion thing so you can do it sacredly. That's right.
That's what I was
Absolutely.
Told, yes, sir.
Outkast, let it say, you sound like a politician. Talking about you ain't no politician.
Oh.
This is not you.
Well,
another lady
well,
that
you
I
know,
would engage.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I said, well, ma'am, I want you to understand that I understand that this is a political race, but if I look at it like this, Pastor Waller. We dropped 8112's diamond ring down a sewer. She got a 24-carat diamond ring. Wait, now.
You gonna get it back.
She got a 24-carat diamond ring on 18-carat gold. No, 24-carat gold with 5 points diamond, and it fell down a sewer hole. Do we just leave it there because it's in the sewer? No.
I might have to go get it.
See what I'm saying? 8112? Now, a politician will sit there and tell you whatever they think you want to hear
like
to get you to do what they Huh?
Like if you do what they want, did done.
Right. Well, watch this. As far as the value of your ring and you getting it, that's on you once they get what they want out of you. That's the difference.
That's why I said I might have to go get my ring. And he didn't have to give it for me to go get it.
Listen, guess what I would do as an advocate as opposed to a politician? I would say, excuse me, let me go dive head first, Pastor Waller, down that sewer to get this woman
now,
ring. Because she needs that ring.
Oh, don't go there. No, you finna raise your eyebrow now. Now, quit shutting that tail now. I don't mean call the pastor no lie. Oh, see,
wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
That's what, hey, 8112, that's the point I'm trying to make to you. Well,
okay.
You don't believe that? You know, listen. Listen to me now. I will fight a lion with a whip if they mess with you. What you mean? You don't understand, do you?
Now, that ain't politician-wise, but I kind of believe that, but I don't believe you're going to go in no sewer and get my ring. I think I'll jump in there before you do. Now, that one I don't believe. I believe I would jump in there.
You wouldn't have worried
about. But listen to what, here's the thing, though. I'm not saying that I wouldn't take time to take caution not to get sick and use some gloves or put some hip boots on or something or find a flashlight and a shovel or something. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what you do. The point is that the focus is on what you need and not what I need so much. That was the point I was trying to make. And that was the point I was trying to make. Okay, good. And that's the point I was trying to make with the lady, that I do appreciate the fact that, you know, two things I heard. I was born a Baptist. I'm a dad Baptist. And I was born a Democrat. I'm a dad Baptist. Well, that's what people, that was a very common saying among African Americans. I was born a Democrat. I'm a dad Democrat. After 1935. Okay. A very common thing. Have you ever heard that, Alcan?
First time, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
I have.
Well,
one thing you do know for sure, you will die one day.
Well, you're going
to
die.
Well, you know, we're born to die.
Yeah, we're born to die, he said.
Yeah, just like you were born to live. If you live, however long you live, you live. For that moment, that hour, or that many, many years.
Job said if you're born of a woman, you only have a few days and full of trouble. Yes, I ain't come to preach, but I felt my help right there, Pastor Waller.
Job
said that if a man is born of a woman, he is only of a few days, and his life is full of trouble.
That's right.
Now, I know Job ain't lying. I know Job ain't lying because I experienced what he's talking about. You know.
Full of trouble.
But anyway,
I'm going to that one, but okay.
Yeah, that's all. You know what I'm saying? So, Outkast, explain to me like I'm 3 years old. We see what the problem is. We know who the players are, right? And we got an idea of what's not working. How do we get to using things that will work? Can you talk to me about that, sir? What will work? What
clean
will
house.
Work?
Clean house, as they call it nowadays. Like they say, clean the drain or swamp. Drain the swamp.
Wait a minute.
Clear the whole house out. And then clear it out. Except for a select few. But the thing is this. I remember, let me go back to psychology for a minute. I remember when I was in college doing psychology.
Right.
We were talking about politics. And I still hold that to be true today. Politics make strange bedfellows. They eat together. They drink together. You know, they vote on bills together. So at the end of the day, what it is what it is. Drain or swamp, as they call it. And you start in your local, your city government, and take it clean on up into Washington, D.C. Because, I look at the state of Tennessee. I think the Democrats have always had control of the Senate, and I guess the House here in the state of Tennessee. Until 2010, when they had that turncoat Democrat, blue dog Democrat, sold them out and gave Republicans you know, the House. But the thing is this, what have the Democrats done? Nothing. What's the minimum wage here in Tennessee? $7.25?
Yeah.
But yet and still,
yeah, right.
You hear them talking about the Democrats for the poor and the Republicans for the rich. Well, what have the Democrats done for the poor? Especially
what
here
has
in
all
Tennessee?
The Republicans done for the poor? That's a,
you know,
a valid question as far as I think, because that works two ways, honey.
Well, let me go back to the president. The passing of the welfare system. Who was that? A Democrat or a Republican? Robert Dockery? Who put the majority of the programs in place that we have today? Social Security and all that.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was a Democrat in the 1930s. It was after the Great. It was after the Great Depression.
Okay. And.
And
bubble.
And it
what?
Was intended. Okay. Well, I'm trying to answer it. It was intended. Now, interestingly enough, Outkast, what American
okay.
history tells us is that the focus was not on African Americans when he instituted these programs.
I agree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, public housing and welfare was intended for mostly white soldiers who were over fighting a war, basically, and their families that were left behind. That's who it was intended for.
I agree 100%.
But mm-hmm. there was social pressures to include African Americans in the distribution of those resources. And so,
right,
in fact,
right.
it was not until 1951 that the Fair Housing Act first really started, and it brought African Americans out of slums and what have you, and they built some of the first housing projects around America. So,
and who was that?
But, yeah, I mean, that, your point is that It was under the Democrats, and there was some good in that. Would you say that, Outkast? That there was some good
well, yeah,
in what they did?
Yes, it was some good in it. Was it really was? But you know,
okay.
my main point is this. You know, I tell anybody, at the end of the day, whatever elections they're gonna do, I will still get up,
yeah.
take myself out there, and make my living.
Yeah.
You know, my
okay.
television would get smaller, but the politicians' television, whether they be Democrat or Republicans, their television would get larger. They went
what?
To office, broke, turn around, two or three years later, they back million. You know, they're millionaires. So, I mean, something's wrong with it. I mean, would you say?
Well, now, I would agree, even as someone who aspired to public office, that's the wrong reason to run to make yourself rich. Now, having said that, there is nothing wrong with anybody working to be rich or to be wealthy or to put themselves in a position. But that should not be the focus of you going to public service, is to get rich off.
Right, right. And I
think
agree
100%.
Right, but see, basically, this is what goes on now. And believe me, and as you know, they will
right.
kill for those seats. I mean, they will kill
sure.
for them. You know, because
sure.
they want to get
sure.
there so they can align them pockets. Align their pockets and get rich. And as stated, that's the wrong reason to be there. But I, like yourself, I'm not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat. Basically, I'm still an independent individual. I will go mm-hmm. along with the person that I feel that's best suited to do the job, you know, whether it
yes.
be Republican or whether it be Democrat. But the thing
right.
is, it is, you know, like a lot of people say, I'm born Democrat, die Democrat. Well, see, that's why you feel poor, because you're not thinking
Uh-oh.
Ahead. You running on a certain party, I ain't going to vote for no Republican. Well, see, this is what's wrong now. You know, a lot of people's minds are not open up. You know, like you made the statement, you know, born a Baptist is going to die a Baptist. Well, the thing is this, I will never make a statement like that. I might decide I want to go over to Judaism or whatever. You know, my lines
okay.
of communication are always over, but what I do is I put God first and the rest last.
Well, that's true,
no,
that, but
you, I'm atheist.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Buddy.
I think you can appreciate that based on a person's socialization and upbringing, they often that becomes their identity and their reality.
Right.
I disagree.
But okay, hold on one second. I'm coming right to you. Give me a second. Hey, look at here. This is 3072. What's up, 3072?
Hey,
let me see
what's
get.
Up?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey,
all right.
How are y'all?
Good, good. This is just an open mic discussion, and Outcast has made a good point, and I was saying I responded to it in 8112. She said she disagreed. My point was I was making was, and I'm gonna hear you 8112, that based on a person's upbringing, their experiences, that shapes their reality and their truth and what they believe and how they see. So go ahead, 8112. When you said you disagree, what did you explain it to me?
What I meant by that was because from me listening on the radio station for all these months is what I heard from you yourself, sir, is that
okay.
You was raised in Chicago in the projects and this and that. I respect
right.
that. So was I
okay.
to a certain point.
Okay.
However,
okay.
So look at your upbringing now.
I see.
And everyone, some people suffer through their young teenage and young life, and they come up out of that by the grace of God.
Right,
and they
right,
turn
right.
a clover, even after they turn a page. They reach a point in their life, they say, this is not what I want.
Yeah.
I want better for my family, even if it's just their mom. I want better. I'm going to do better. I'm going to make me the biggest star in the sky. And so that's why I said I disagree, because everyone.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see where you're coming from. Okay. I see where you're coming from. I think I have to agree with you, your premise there, and that is that people can change. Is that what you're saying? People can change. Right.
Yeah, regardless of what walk of life you come from, just because somebody else done went in another direction don't make you no horrible, condemned
right.
person, because
okay.
you can come up out of that. It comes
sure.
work, patience, and time.
Well,
so who's the
well, may I offer?
You ain't
okay.
worth it.
I got you. So may I offer this for your consideration, Ms. 8112,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. Mama D. All right.
Yes, sir.
You're right. You're right that there are people who find the grit, the self-determination to pull something out of them better than what they've had. But you,
mm-hmm.
would you concede to the fact that there are a lot of people who are, to this day, living in despair and they can't see their way out of the tunnel? Would you agree with that?
Yes, sir, I would.
Okay. All right. And
the
that's
great
who
thing
I was speaking
about your radio station, Talk Straight, is this. It has taught me things I thought, okay, I got this sometimes.
Okay.
But there's been conversations where I woke up by the grace of God in the morning and I reevaluated myself.
I see.
And I thought about some things that some of you guys have said, whether I liked it or not, and whether I commented in a different way or not, that took an impact on what I was thinking in my mind and what I said out loud to y'all. And then I said, maybe you ought to go back and rethink this.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't take credit for that by myself. I got to thank Outkast and Pastor
Marley. You guys.
And 3072 and everyone else that's participated. Because
yes,
really, it's
guys.
A growth process. Yes, ma'am. I heard you. It's a growth process for us all, and you've taught me a great deal. I've grown quite a bit in my engagement with you as well on the air, so that's a good thing. That's a good thing. 3072? Yeah, go ahead, 3072.
Yeah. I was just going to say, y'all just pointed out exactly what the argument of discussion is growth. It doesn't matter where you come from, and I think that's been our saving grace growing up in the project. You know, my mom and dad never stopped growing mentally. So, yeah, we probably started out, you know, less than a GD, but we came out with more than masters, more than that, you know. So that's the thing, is to never stop learning, and therefore you can never stop growing no matter how old you get.
That's right.
Good point. Good point. Well, now I don't want to shadow you in 8112's bubble here, but I'm gonna let Pastor Wallace tell you about some of the people just last week. Pastor Wallace, Will you tell them about just last week some folks we were talking about and dealing with, Pastor Wallace, that who don't see life as a crystal stair? I mean, for them, it's rough. Will you talk about that, Pastor Wallace? This is 2018 now.
Yeah, I mean, it's obvious that, you know, as I spoke about opinions earlier, and there's a time, if I can just recall, because it's pretty good to do that, I didn't care who the president was, whether he's a Democrat, he's a Republican.
Uh-oh.
I was nodding most of my life. My head was down. You know what I mean? So I didn't know the difference between one and the other. And they did not dictate, you know, what I thought about doing. And now to know the change took place, now that I'm aware of how a lot of people put great emphasis on that about because somebody's going to be right and somebody's going to be wrong because they are doing a vote for one or the other, you see. And I know you was talking about being independent. You know, that means that if a person could be open-minded with that and they say, what side are you on? I mean, in the Bible, if you're on the Lord's side, I don't know if they want that to be said. And do you have to deny him to be able to say, okay, I just want to do God's will. I just want to please God. And so if I please God, that means I can take the Democrats and the Republicans and put them together and put them on one accord because what I'm assigned to do is be there for the people. Now, if a person was open enough to say, I can get with that, that's one thing. But as I said earlier about being scattered, and when a person thinks they're right, they're going to stand on that because they know that they're wrong. You see, I said earlier, I don't like being wrong. And I learned this in a program that taught me how to know that we promptly admit. To promptly admit means you got to be firm and admit when you're wrong. Man, that's amazing. Now, a lot of people are not going to do that if they think they're right. So that's the reason why I leave the word of God today, man. And I say, if God be for me, who can be against me? And I have to stand on me, man.
Yeah,
it's tough. It is tough, man. I mean, because life has so many different attitudes, has so many different opinions, and it just has so much to offer to where it's going to be tough to put everybody on one accord. And I just think I don't think it's impossible to be done. I just believe that the word of God say, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. So how do you get the people, you know, just in case you run for office and you get the slot? And then somebody's mad at you because you were independent and there was a Republican and a Democrat. You know, I'm just saying, how do you just manage to say, I'm for all of you? And would they believe that? And that's the thing. If they believe it, I mean, that's one thing. But if they don't, you got to keep on pushing.
That's true. Time will tell, won't it?
Okay, May I say something? I'm sorry, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Wallace and Pastor Dockery.
Yes,
before
ma'am.
I forget what my thought, my train of thought, I was told there's only, I believe in some things that Jehovah Witnesses say, and I have the mindset to be able to listen to them. I believe in some things that others say. I believe there's only one way, one book, and one word, and that's the word of God. I believe that also. And I think that if you believe in God and not to idolize God like a statue or some jewelry or some money and all these things, those are worthy things. That you're almost there if you ain't already got there. That's what I believe personally. I think that God has a purpose for everything under the sun because he created it all. And us included. And he designed our lives in different paths because if we were all the same, oh, my goodness, that would be a problem. He didn't make any mistakes, so he did what he did, and I believe that, too. I believe that politics, crime, religion, everything does and serves its purpose under the sun.
Okay. You know, and can I say this? May I say this to you guys? I hate personally that politics is so ugly and ruthless for so many people. The Chinese scholar Mao Zedong put it like this: war is politics without or with violence, and politics is war without violence. So, I mean, either way you cut it, it's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that people have to bring things down and have civility. When we look at it, if you cut me and you cut Pastor Waller, we both going to bleed.
What color blood?
Red. You know why it's red? Because you got protein. You know why it's red? Because within that blood is...
What color does it start out, Pastor? It starts out purple, then it turns red when the air hits.
Wait a minute. Okay, I see what you're saying. But that coloration comes from hemoglobin. That's the color that's in there. And what I'm trying to get at is that we all have the same composition, same
mm-hmm.
makeup. Even if one of our white brothers and sisters were cut as well, the same thing
yes,
will come
sir.
Out of them.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Now, why I look so good and some people don't, I can't answer that. Okay?
No,
I don't know.
United States of America back. Yeah, this is what we're talking about.
And they said This is the land of the free. Hell, I feel like I'm still in captivity. Who you talking to? And I pay good money for my tax, and then I struggle to do that. So who you in captivity, land of the free?
8112. I don't think you know it, but what we're saying, we're really taking up for you right now because you're not by yourself in that sentiment. That people have been paying taxes.
Like me.
Yeah, people have been paying taxes and they've been trying to be good citizens, but they hadn't got what they need and really what they deserve. You know, it's two things that people can't get around without feeling bad. If you don't pay your tithes and offering, what they say they're going to happen to you, God's going to get you, right?
You know what? God ain't going to get you. That's a lie they
tell you. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
God don't need, my father don't need no money. He got all the diamonds.
Wait a minute,
8112.
Listen to me, darling. Listen to me. And if you don't pay your taxes, your great uncle Sam gonna get you. See?
Oh yeah, he might get you.
Well, my point is,
he will get you because he'll sell your property.
Well,
okay,
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I have a good one. Let me try to sum this up like this. I'm going to sum this up like this. A politician, they go up there in Washington, D.C., and they pass laws and bills for them to get free health care for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a job. You got a working man, a woman, they're on a job, they have to take out health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose their job and can't pay their health insurance, what happened? Your health insurance is gone. Now tell me, what's wrong with that picture? See, big part of the United States of America haven't woke up yet. You go up, you're a politician, you pass a law to where you're going to get free health care for the rest of your life, and I'm out here working like a dog, and I can't
lose my
health insurance. I get nothing. Clean the swamp. Build a new house. Build a new foundation. Start with the foundation first. Clear them out. Sorry,
I bought a house. Guess what, sir? I don't mean to keep you interrupting. I said I wasn't going to say nothing on this
radio. Okay, that's okay. It's okay.
I bought a house, and then I learned that, first time ever. Oh, I bought this house feeling good by myself. Now, they could take the house if you late, or they're penalizing you, rather, if you're late. They won't take it in no month, but you give it 2 or 3 months, they're going to put your name in a newspaper, put you on Front Street. After that, they done sold your stuff to somebody else. And if you don't pay the third party, however, that's true story, then if you don't pay them and the extra, they get to take it out from under your feet. It happens to people every day. Whether they have a mortgage or not, you think you saved because you done bought your stuff. I got it like that, so you think. You ain't got nothing like that. The earth you would go back to, and the government, if I make no mistake, going to make sure they get their little fingers in there because that's what it takes to make it go around.
Hey, I brought that up only to say that in this society, people are struggling and challenged with trying to be true to their faith relative to believing that they should give tithes and offering to the church or the ministry.
Hold on one second.
And to their civic obligation to invest in keeping society going by paying taxes. Now, at the end of the day, this is Outcast's point, and I agree with him 100%. At the end of the day, there should be representation. Let's keep in mind the reason America was formed was because taxation without representation. That's how it all jumped off at the Boston
office.
Well, I do. I'm telling you. And what I'm telling you is that this is the backdrop for where we are today. The truth of the matter is people are still looking for proper representation. And Outcast's point is too often politicians, and Lord help me that I don't become like that, are individuals who only look out for their best interests, and maybe they start out with good intentions at first. I don't know. But somehow it seems like they seem to forget about the sacrifices that need to be made in the interest of the people they represent.
Okay.
Now, that's been my observation all my life anyway. And we don't need any more people who are self-serving in public office.
I respect
need people
that.
Willing to work and work and serve the interests and the needs of the people. And that's why, personally, I'm not inclined to align myself with the party that I have to be loyal to what they do, especially if what they're doing is not necessarily in the best interest of other people. Okay? Or everybody,
you.
I should say. Or everybody.
Thank you for that. Yes, sir. And Outkast, too, if I said it right this time.
No,
yeah,
you don't
call
me ludicrous. It's okay.
I'm good,
call me anything you want.
She must think I'm crazy. She keeps calling me ludicrous. No, sir, I don't.
You know, you can call me and invite me to dinner or something, too, if you want to.
I'm good,
as long as you don't say Luda, you're all right. 3072.
Yo.
What are we going to do about it?
Did you say yo?
Yeah. Yo. So what we're going to do about it is take up Outkast's suggestion. We need to clean house.
What?
Clean house. Yep.
Oh,
need to clean house. And buy all new draperies and furniture.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
But
I didn't get comfortable with this little chair in the corner right there, man. I mean, you
know,
I got the pillow that's in it in the right way. I mean,
it's got lights on it. Look, it's got lights and bugs on it.
Wait a minute now.
It's got lights on it.
that's deceitful to the eye. The naked eye can't see it, but it's bright, man.
Yeah. I see.
But
the
light shines bright enough where you can see how to get up your back door steps. And then bugs are attracted to that. It's part of life. So one hand washes the other, as far as I'm concerned. Because once you take that hose and spray them bugs off your house, and then the devil can still slide through that crack under the door, even though you're not looking for his tail. He can still do that now.
No, but I just feel like, I mean, politics is a dirty game in itself. So when we're talking about elective officials and, you know, electing people and voting and all of that, people are going to lie. They're going to tell you what they want you to hear, and stuff is going to be done in dark rooms under the table. I don't honestly, outside of thinking that you're voting for the best candidate that's going to try to do the, you just, it's a chance people take. You don't know.
Sure.
That's
right.
Sure. I agree.
Get them in there, and then what? Is it the same like your president here? I don't have a president, but y'all's president, you know, he fooled a lot of them people that voted for him, and now they upset.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, boy.
He said.
Look,
okay.
Now he out there sending bombers out to try to bomb the Democratic parties.
Girl,
well,
no.
Now, hold on now. This is talk straight. But we don't want to put information that is not substantiated there,
okay?
Okay,
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was being cynical and sarcastic.
No, that's okay. And can I say, 3072, you're entitled to your opinion. You said that the 45th president of the United States is not yours. You chose not to accept him as yours. And you're not the only person I heard say that. However, we know that by all legal terms and order, he is, in fact, inaugurated and serves with all right and authority as such as the 45th president of the United States of America.
Yes, he does. And
to that end, he could use a pen and have me picked up today if he needed to. You understand what I'm saying? Or you, 37.
I understand. I understand.
So President, Ms. President Barack Obama is himself. And they even call him president here for a doggone time. They call Barack
well,
Obama.
So, you know who I want to make president? I want to make Pastor Wilder president. How about that, Pastor Wilder?
Yep, ain't going to be able to do it.
That would be a great president.
I love Pastor Wilder. I mean, I like him like a play closing, but no, he ain't going to be no president.
Yes, he will. I will vote for him. I will
but
vote for him.
But that's no vote. And I vote for him to be the good pastor he is.
Okay, so you don't want to change from that. You know, 8112, a lady that knew me to be a pastor, she said, "You going to leave the Lord for them dirty politics?"
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Go ahead, Pastor Wilder.
Yeah, because I thank God for great information because it is a lot of people, you know, that's dealing with that, and they're dealing with it a little bit different because even in midst of this city call, when the President Barack Obama, it was being called Barack Obama. They wasn't calling the president. That's a good point. And
true,
then
true.
You know, you got Trump. That's where I'm at. When a person has to deal with who is in this position, and then you still have a Democrat, Republican, and then also the independent. So when is it going to come a time where whoever is elected, we have a chance to say we'll follow his lead? And see, is what you, as it needs to happen. There's going to be so many opinions. If a person is not doing what's upright, they have a right to say, I'm not going to claim you.
I'm not claiming
you for me. I can tell you not for me. So why would I claim you and everything? And then if I just as it comes Barack Obama, not the president, then they call him whatever name they wanted to call him. So it's amazing that that goes on. And would that stop, or would somebody come to the solution and say, look, no more of that. Whoever's selected, that's who we'll go with. Man, I think it would be a turmoil. I mean, out of this world.
Yeah, it will.
If they're not supposed to. Or they should be for all the people. How do you do that? How do you be for all the people?
Did you notice that too, Pastor Wally? Did you notice that too? I want to make sure the only one knows that. They usually dress him as Mr. Barack Obama. They never call him the President Barack Obama.
Yeah, and that's a good point because, and now they want to you to admire and admit that the one that's there now, you should call him what he's not to you.
Mr. President, what's his name? Bush. What's his name? No point intended, but that's who he's supposed to be.
That's a tough thing, you know.
I think 8112. Are you talking about the 45th president, Donald John Trump? Is that who you're talking about?
That's what you're gonna call him.
Well, that's his name. That's what his parents named him.
I mean,
Donald
yes, sir.
John
that's
Trump.
Who he is with his little wig on. I wear my wig too, but damn.
All right. We better let that alone.
I really got money. So what do you need? You need to put free, sir.
Okay.
And if you hear me, and I know he do because they hear everything on these phones. I ain't mad.
Do what you do.
That's what I say.
You know what? The First Amendment allows you the right to have your opinion and to speak it.
Yeah, didn't the FBI show up and say, you said that about the president? I ain't mean that.
Hold on, ladies. Let me finish this talk, then I'll turn the floor to you. As the host of the show, I want to make sure that we're not in a position where we are saying things that are impugning of folks' character, because I wouldn't want anyone to say that about you. See what I mean? So let's keep it real and let's keep it straight. Listen to me. You're all right with me. I'm just explaining why. While I respect everyone's opinions and their thoughts, we want to keep a certain decorum for talk straight so that we don't go off the rails. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because there are a whole lot of opinions, and there are 320 million Americans, whole lot of opinions about a whole lot of things. And if delve off the hold on, we'll go crazy. 37, to you, were trying to say something?
Yeah, well, I got this thing started. I don't want to give the wrong impression that I am not patriotic or that I don't support America and its president. I do. With anything that's going to benefit this country and that is truly, truly in the good of the people, I'm all on board and in full support of that. And whatever personal opinion or feelings I have, I'll just hold them, keep them to myself.
Well, here's my thing, guys.
Yeah, I didn't intend for things to get spent off the wrong way by.
No,
yeah,
I appreciate
so.
It. Thank you.
But
thank
I
you.
Do apologize. I'm sorry, Pastor. I felt like I took it out of context, and I do apologize.
Okay. Well, the main thing is, I hope that when people listen to the show, they really get something positive from it. And my primary focus, and I think I can speak for Pastor Wall in this regard because we've been working at it for some time, and that is to provide information that's going to help improve the quality of life for these young folks that we see falling through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, what they need to focus on is who and what is going to best serve their interests to improve the quality of life for them. And, you know, that's where it is. Like I say, it's a lot of, I understand that. I trust me, I got a ear full of it over these last few months. People have really been expressing themselves, ladies, in terms of how they feel about different things, and white and black. And I get it. I respect what they're saying. But at the end of the day, I want to go back to what Pastor was saying.
No, I haven't.
We need to be looking for the truth and what is going to actually improve people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
When you put aside the bickering and the difference of opinion and look for what the truth is and how that's going to set people free, man, we can get somewhere. Man, we can get somewhere. We can do something then. I mean, and I realize that we're not trying to run church right now, but the truth is something to the truth. You know, Romans 8:32 was right. And you know the truth and it'll make you free. It's something to that now. I mean, I think that'll stand a scientific test right there. But anyway, so much for that. Listen, look at the time. Pastor, what are you doing with the clock, man? I mean, it's...
Man, that's why I love them ladies, man. That's why I love them ladies, man. 3072 and 8112, you know, that's I love them, man, because they keep it real, you know. And I stand in the gap for them because of that. You know, we don't have to pretend like, you know, we for someone that we know is for us. And no
that's
matter
true.
Whether he's
that's
a president or somebody stay around the corner, but you understand what I'm saying? We have to learn the power of togetherness, and until it's that way, we have our rights to be able to make known how we feel deep down. And if we hold it in, it's like a sickness, you know what I mean? It's like it bothers me, especially when you're looking for the truth. And as you were speaking about the truth making us free, the only thing that's going to make us free is the truth. So, you know, if you can believe the lie to us, and we have to say, okay, we believe in the lie, we have believed in the lie far too long. Whoever it is lying to us, you understand? And so that's why we should be the truth. And I turn it over with you with this because time is winding down. You know, not knowing the word of God could cause a lot of harm to a lot of people that claim they know the word of God. And I think I said that earlier, people saying that they know the Lord and they're in their presidential seats and things like that. But when the word of God said, according to the book of Matthew, and it speaks it very clear in the 6th chapter, verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. In other words, you say, if whoever's in that seat, trust in him, trust in the Lord, then everything will be all right. No matter what party one is, it'll all come together because that's
all right.
The power of togetherness. You know what I'm saying, man? And so I love what they said. You know, I'm not going to, you know, deny that I'm not for you if I know you're against me and I see you against me. I hear your talk. I know that you're doing this. Yeah, I'm not going to claim you. I didn't claim you when you wasn't for me, when you was for me. It didn't make no difference if you're for me or you're not. I don't care who the president is myself. I never have cared about that. I'm thinking about my community being corrupt. That's what I'm thinking about. I feel the pain of my community on my shoulder. And
yes, sir.
I feel like I harmed them. So I'm working hard to do whatever I can. You know, it ain't got nothing to do with the president. It's got to do with what am I going to do to better my community? And I'm going to fight to
because
the end.
Because you're the closest thing.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for that. That's what I'm fighting for, you know.
I think that's a good point.
Whoever's in that seat, they're in that seat, but that's not who I'm fighting for my community, man. I mean, we're hurting.
Wow.
We are really, really hurting in a big way.
We are.
If I
could just slide this in, guys, that was a fellow who was on the street with a sign and said he was hungry. And OutKast, I picked him up, man. And I had some second thoughts about it, but I picked him up and I paid him $50 to go with me to hand out some materials. But while we were at OutKast, we had a good conversation, man. And this, I just wish that I could do more for this brother. You know what I'm saying? But you're right, Pastor. People out here hurting, man. They're not thinking about the fights about who's in office and what have you. They out here hurting.
Yeah, man. You know, and that was a great deed that you done, man. That person could change later on if it didn't change right then. Later on, you know, you never know. And it could cause his life to ever change. That was beautiful, brother.
Well, he said he was sleeping under the tent, Pastor. You may have to go there with him. Man, take you an OutKast with me. But I mean, that's where he said he was sleeping these days. But I mean, but the point is that.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I'm done. I'm done. We got a few minutes. I want to hear you out. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that was a good point, and I was thinking about I was just there in your town, Pastor Waller, but I didn't know where to find your church at. So maybe we need to start plugging. Maybe we need to start making sure that address is available upon the end of the show. So if somebody wanted to come and get help, they'd know where to go. I would have stopped in. I didn't know where you was.
This is a good start tonight. Yeah. This is a good start tonight. Pastor, do that, folks. Let me hear from 8112 and OutKast right quick. We got 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, and then give us that address, Pastor. And we'll do it again Thursday. Go ahead, 8112.
Okay.
Give me some. Say something sweet to me, 8112.
Yeah. I love you, Pastor.
All right, thanks.
Picking up on that is a beautiful thing what you guys are doing. I'm just a mere soul trying to reach out in my own way, even through this radio station.
Yes.
And I found my way sometimes listening to it. And I hope there's others listening to me as well, because there's a lot of many-me's out there listening.
Sure.
A lot of many-me's are listening even to me as I cry out sometimes for help myself.
Crazy.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing with us here. Thank you for sharing with us here. Look like we lost 1098. Okay. Pastor, go ahead. Give us that address, man. Give us that address and wrap us up here.
Thanks again, 3072. The address is 4010 Indiana Avenue. The zip code is 37209. Again, 4010 Indiana Avenue.
Give us the dates and times for your services.
The service is at 3 o'clock on Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m., but I'm there every day, basically, if anybody needs to stop by there personally. Again, that's the address. And my phone number to go with it is 615-491-5489.
All right. So those of you that are here in Nashville and listening, so stop by there and see them and drop a little money in the offering plate too. Don't come empty-handed. Don't come empty-handed. But we appreciate that. We appreciate it. And our time is up. We'll be back Thursday. We'll be back Thursday at 7 o'clock for another episode of Talk Straight. We'll be in with you, and we probably won't have a show on Tuesday the 6th because it's election night, and we'll be doing some other things. But we'll be back this coming Thursday, the 1st of November. Thank you all for joining us here. You've been listening to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Ruben Doctor, and we'll be back this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m.